Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Good to be here. Changed the oil. I got some new 530 in this bad boy. Got the air in the tires. Got a full tank of gas, $125 worth. Oh, yeah. But standing there putting gas in the tank of Auto World, it didn't take us very long to spend that $100 bill plus. A lot of you have been talking to me about this electric, you know, EVs, electric vehicles. And, you know, I've got some friends and colleagues and clients and friends and, you know, relatives that's purchased them. They're happy. A couple of them haven't been. The reason why is because of the out-of-order signs on the charge sticks. All it depends on how you drive your vehicle. The gas, the diesel, the EV car, SUV. It's all on how you use it in utility use, I guess is the best word to say it. That utility, is that a word? Yes. Utility use. Buy what you need to purchase to make the grocery getting going correctly. What? Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you buying a big four-door, duly tired, four tires in the back, long bed diesel truck to go to and from the grocery store? Yeah. Some of you are nodding your head. Yeah, to run over the EV cars, Mark. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But you need to buy and purchase the right vehicle for what you use it for. And that includes the tires on it. You don't want, you know, really aggressive. I've seen a few of you do that. You put some real aggressive mudders on a little small SUV Ford Escape. Why? Do you like the hum going down the highway? Do you like it slows up and gives you horrible gas mileage then also. Today here in Auto World, we're going to not only talk about fuel economy, but I'm going to go ahead and throw in our little gift bag that I like to send out to you. We call it the detail gift bag. But I'm going to throw in a bottle of the STP fuel injector cleaner that says super concentrated on it. That's the one you want to buy, super concentrated. So you're going to get a bottle of that in that little detail gift bag here on the third hour of Auto World. Appreciate you being here. It's an honor to be behind the silver microphone. Very proud and humbled to be here every hour for you and every week since 1992. Good to have you along. We're going to get into the spy talk. Let's do the spy talk right now. Yes. Oh, yeah. Spy talk. What is spy talk? Well, the city that you're in, sometimes you do see some of the wraps, the coverings that are on the vehicles. If you're in the Detroit Motor City. Oh, yeah. Oh, Motor City in California, San Diego, and L.A. And some of the towns, you folks that are listening aren't, you know, in the big cities. And you're listening in your city. And thank you again. But you don't see these cars that are all wrapped. And if you do head on over, please do, so you know what they look like. So the car manufacturers put this wrap on there, and it's screwy-looking paint, I guess you could call it. It's a wrap. Head on over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and or Auto World Radio Facebook page, and you'll see the photos we put up there. And we'd call it Spy Talk, and that's what we're doing right now. Spy Talk. Well, the 2024 vehicles are coming your way. They're on the road now. A lot of manufacturers are test driving them, riding them around, and you know they don't have as many streets on their proving grounds, test grounds, as we do in our normal city, so they have to drive them around a normal city. That's why they wrap them up. So you and I, when we do see them on the road, what's that? What is that? We really can't tell because of the swirly black and white type of wrap that's on them. So they go and test drive them. Media folks, we get in them, we test drive them, and give them our opinion. Well, the 2024 Audi SQ5 is out on the streets, so take a look at that. You might see it. Don't really know what it looks like with that swirly looking. Makes you feel like you're dizzy. The Audi Yeah, the Audi Q6 e-tron, Sportback. It wears a full-body camouflage wrap while you're driving around, and they're driving around, and of course, you know. And it's an electric crossover, folks, with a sleeker roof. The BMW is also out there, the BMW 3.0 CSL. Yep. 3.0 CSL will be the ultimate version of the current M4 BMW. A little bit of tweaked styling for the grille, the headlights, and taillights. They're in wrap, so you really can't tell when they're driving around. You won't be able to tell even with the kidney grille. They've hid the kidney grille, so you won't know if it's a BMW or not. It rides on a center lock wheels, red brake calipers, and are visible, of course, as you look through the wheel. The company, BMW, they're reporting that they're only going to make their plans to build only 50 of these special BMW 3.0 CSL models. Also out there running around with a wrap, Spy Talk here from Auto World, the new BMW X1 M35i. Oh yeah, it's out running around too. It's a little crossover turbocharged 2.0 liter four-cylinder, which is making 302 horsepower. It's a little bit more aggressive, a little bit lower to the ground as the first X1 that they purchased. And it's got also, by the way, quad tailpipes. Oh, yeah. How about the new BMW X3 crossover? It's here, too. Next gen, 2024. Stay tuned for that. And got a lot of, guess what? The Corvette. The Corvette's out there. They have it under wrap, too. I don't know. I think we could all spot a Corvette about 400 miles away, couldn't we? Yeah, well, the Z06 is coming your way. The rear bumper is a standard Stingray model, so you might be able to tell it's a Stingray under wrap. It's under here. Z06 Corvette, because the back bumper looks the same. A little Spy Talk for you here on Auto World. Got to keep you up to date on that. And you know what I would do? It would be a priceless shot, because they're not under wraps very long. That means the wraps that's on these vehicles, if you do see one, follow that journalist, then wait till they stop, or pull them over and say, can I get a picture of that vehicle like that? Because it's going to be priceless. You won't see those cars each year and every month in a wrap. And that's priceless to see that. And then when that car comes out, that vehicle comes out, and you say, hey, I remember seeing it like this, and compare the two. I've done that before, and it's like, hey, this is kind of neat. They've changed it again constantly. Folks, are you ready to convert? Yeah, General Motors, well, they're set to help you convert. Convert to what? Electric. In your old vehicle. Yeah, your old vehicle that you have. Uh-huh. Their conversation's been going on for quite some time. You know, not only are they building, they're planning, General Motors, they're planning on bringing out at least 30 new electric vehicles by the middle of the decade. All electric. And battery power, that is. But meanwhile, the automaker, they're planning to launch a crate motor package to the owners of the older General Motors products. You know, like the 64 Chevrolet pickup and the Impalas that are in the 60s, maybe even the 50s. Yes, a crate motor package to convert your gas or diesel to an all-electric propulsion. Yep, turn it all-electric. So you can take, they've done quite a few of these vehicles already, and it's working. So if they can't get us on the sell side of a brand new electric vehicle, then maybe we all have a Pontiac GTO or maybe a Volkswagen Beetle in our garage, or maybe an AMC Pacer that we can turn electrical by using their conversion, their EV conversion kits. At this time, I don't know what the cost of them they will be, but they're doing it. They're repurposing the older vehicles purposely and turning them into electric. Have you had an opportunity to see one of these type of cars modified? I have. In fact, we need to put a picture of that old Chevy truck up that we had right here in Boise. I know the guy put a electric motor in it. Oh, yeah. And a battery, of course, to make that electric go. We're going to take a little short break, come back, and we're going to talk about the top 10 leased vehicles and prices are coming your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Good to have you back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Leasing or owning a vehicle? It's a question we've always asked ourselves, haven't we? I mean, are you doing maybe both? Maybe you have a lease in the driveway, in the garage, and you also own one. Well, today here on Auto World, leasing, I have the top 10 leased vehicles of 2022. Leasing is dominating buying now. The reason? Leasing has become, folks, a more financially responsible option for consumers like you and I in the last few years, considering that they offer a lower monthly payment when compared to an auto loan. Yep, first quarter here in 2022. An average monthly difference between owning and leasing is $126 a month between a loan and a lease. The top 10. We started on the first hour, second hour, now we're on the third hour of Auto World. Well, first on the bottom of the list was the Escape. Wrangler Unlimited was number 9. Number 8 is the HRV. Number 7, CX-5. RAV4. Then we're climbing the ladder to number 1. The Ram 1500, the Honda CR-V, the Equinox, coming up the list too. The number 2, this might surprise you, the number 2 of the out of the top 10 lease vehicles in the first quarter of 2022 is the Ford F-150. And the number 1, I should have called Dougie Delahaye the drummer, but I didn't. Okay. The number 1 top 10 leased automobiles for the first quarter of 2022 is the Honda Civic. So what you're leasing the most out of all of the other brands, makes and models, and Ford F-150 came, they number 2 on the list. The Honda Civic you're leasing. So the Honda Civic isn't really that a lot of money, really, is it? It doesn't cost as much as a Ferrari or a Bentley or an F-150. So maybe that might tell us a little bit about the age group out there also. But I think also that the fact that gas price is causing us to grab a Honda Civic because of the price. The price of gas, the price of the fuel economy of a Honda Civic. So congratulations to the Honda Civic for being the number 1 top leased automobile. If you haven't looked into it about leasing instead of owning, do. One thing you can do is also change it up. Change it all up. Meaning that change it all up every, 3-year lease or 4-year lease, 5-year lease. It just depends on. The lower the year, the higher the price. The lease the vehicle for, if you can get away with it, 7-8 years, that means then the monthly payment is going to be a lot lower on your lease. And then the next question I always get is, Mark, do I buy the car after my lease is up? Because I know a lease you have to keep it up to maintenance standards. We do a lot of repair on the brakes and lube oil filters and the cabin air filter and the transmission service. We just keep your car up on your lease. You have to by the rules of the contract. But if you do that, why would you not want to buy it? Well, because you're going to go buy another vehicle go lease another vehicle and get a different color inside and out. Change it up. Keep your life fresh. Why not? Okay, we got an answer here. Got a gentleman in Corpus Christi, Texas that has answered, and he is right. So let's get to it. We have the trivia question out there. What percentage of car parts are recyclable? Robbie, listening to us in Corpus Christi, Texas. Robbie, thank you. Good to have you along, Corpus Christi. All 3 hours of Auto World. Let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out. All three hours. Appreciate that. From our shout-out is Kate. Great Auto World affiliate. Our Auto World affiliate family is KEYS, AM 1440, and also 98.7 FM, Corpus Christi, Texas, and Portland, and Allison. Mathis, thank you. And all of you in between listening, I appreciate it. Robbie, thank you for bringing us down to Corpus Christi. Love that color of that water. I wish I could just jump in right now. Robbie, you're right. It's 80% of our automobiles are recyclable. 80%. It's quite high. Do we want it higher, though? Do we want it to get to 95% or maybe 99% or to 100%? We do. recyclable in an aspect of making sure that each and every part that before they build the automobile, and when I'm talking automobile, I'm talking Auto World, all automobiles, electric, diesel, propane burning, gasoline burning, hydrogen burning, each and every part should be recyclable. Maybe they should go and look at the recyclable word and say, hey, before we design and build the upholstery on this automobile, we need to find the company that could use the product that we're going to put into it when this car is up and over with and done. Robbie, thank you. Appreciate it. Send me back an email address here in Corpus Christi, Texas, that I've got a little gift package for you. Definitely. And I'm going to throw in a little surprise when it comes to the recyclable word. You're going to have a fun laugh with it, and no one else needs to know about it until you see it. And then we're going to talk about it. You'll probably email me back. That's what I would like. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com is my email address, folks. Remember, a little housekeeping here real quick. Don't forget about the podcast. You can always go back and listen to the show or another hour of Auto World from way back when, for many years. And the only way, the easiest way to do that is just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And also, Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. Auto World Radio also is a Facebook address we have. Head on over and take a look at those wraps that are on the Spy Talk cars. Thanks for following me there, and follow me if you'd like. Please, I invite you to follow. And then also, the website, autoworldmedia.com. Welcome all of your input at all times. Absolutely. It's time now to go to the email bag on the third hour. Let's do it. Hand me the email bag, Eddie, the engine emailer. Don't throw it at me. There's one. Seems to be crumbling more emails up than I'm saving. Anyway, I got one here. I'll straighten it up so I can hear it. So I can hear it, so I can listen to it. You can hear it, but I can see it now. Okay. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, a 911 it. If you need help now, 911, and we'll get you helped. Happy weekend to you, Mark. We got to go to a short break. Got some secret sauce for each and every one of you from our sponsors, local and national. I really do appreciate you being here. We're going to come back and help Bruce in Walla Walla, Washington.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine pressed ahead on Sunday with efforts to restart grain exports from its Black Sea ports under a deal aimed at easing global food shortages, but warned deliveries would suffer if a Russian missile strike on Odessa was a sign of more to come. President Zelensky denounced Saturday's attack as barbarism that showed Moscow could not be trusted to implement a deal struck just one day earlier with Turkish and United Nations mediation. Well, it's not just humans who are hot. Man's best friend is feeling the heat, too. That's why the owner of Three Dog Bakery in Kansas decided to have an ice cream social for dogs and their toasty humans. Flavors included maple bacon pancake and peanut butter and strawberry parfait.
It's nice to have ice cream when it's hot outside, so come inside, bring the dogs. There's plenty of room for them to eat in the air conditioning.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Greasy Garage Studio right here in Boise, Idaho, live. Welcome to Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. I'm Mark Evans, your host, and you're guarantee you this, your coupons never expire here. You got a coupon? We'll honor it. Good to have you along. Went into the email bag here right before the break. Again, a refresh your memory, Auto World address. For email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome all your emails at all times, even through the week. Free consulting. There's no charge. I don't ask for your credit card and all, folks. Consulting as in 45 years, ASC certified master technician, been here, done that, and there isn't anything that I haven't learned yet. That means I need to help, and you need to help me learn even more. So each and every car that we see and do and smell and touch, there's always something new coming our way, isn't it? But I can help you. After 45 years, I have actually had a chance to hear and listen to the same thing. It's almost, you could call it almost like a broken record, because all of you have the same type of challenge. A steering that's hard in the morning, that's a power steering rack that's gone. Some of you have a thermostat housing that's leaking. Maybe you have an overheating problem because the thermostat is stuck. So it's, yeah, cars have changed, but overall the generic part of your car, the manual part of your car and the mechanical type of parts still work the same. The piston's still going up and down. It's still sucking fuel in. It's just doing it a different way, using electronics. Electronics are managing. There's a manager there called a lot of electronic sensors. If you don't understand it, I'd be more than happy to help you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We've got to, let's go to Bruce now. He's emailing us here. He says, "Happy weekend to you, Mark. Happy weekend to you, too, Bruce. Thank you. I'm smelling oil coming from my engine, so So bad I have to leave my air conditioning off. Ew, that's not good in this time of year. Fun thing is, no leaks of any kind underneath my vehicle, Mark. Yes, I do have a greasy-looking engine, but I do not see oil leaks. Why am I smelling oil? Question mark. Awesome show. Bruce, with you in Walla Walla, Washington. Bruce, thank you. I do appreciate it. Good to be in Walla Walla, Washington this weekend. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate up there in Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
See, we kind of try to keep the, you know, the battery cables cleaned and not corroded, so our shout-out horn works. Shout-out goes out to our great Auto World affiliate, KFLD, 870 AM, and also 98.7 FM. Thanks. Welcome, all of you. Kennewick, Pasco, Richland, Walla Walla, Washington, and all of you in between and around the listening audience of KFLD. Good to have you along. Because of Bruce. Thank you. Well, Bruce is emailing us from there. Thank you, Bruce. Now, the oil smell. You're right. I hate the smell of oil coming into my cabin because it does not, by any means, does it smell like BBQ, barbecue. Well, does your barbecue and oil, Bruce. Here's what's going on. You're saying there's no puddles underneath it. You're smelling oil coming in the intake of your cabin. You've got no, you said you've got a little bit of a greasy looking engine, which now, that's my clue. Bruce, that is my clue. A little bit of a greasy engine. That means you haven't detailed it. That's okay. That's okay. A lot of us, I don't recommend you detailing it, by the way. Gunk, G-U-N-K, has a great biodegradable spray if you do want to clean your engine, but do not do it when it's hot. Do not do it when it's hot. And then, by the way, where's all the grease going when you rinse it off with the hose? Right there on your nice garage floor. Right there on your nice driveway. So that's what I'm saying. Okay. So let's, Bruce, you got oil smell. You got a greasy engine. Your PCV valve system is plugged up. That's how simple this is. Since you were pointing out to me you do not have any oil leaks underneath the car and or ones you can see up on top. Now, you didn't give an idea of what year, make, and model it is. But, Bruce, if it's a V6 in there, it's sitting east and west, as I call it. The front of the engine is on the passenger side. The back of the engine and transmission is on the driver's side. And the valve cover in the back of that V6 is in the very back by the firewall. And, yes, you could have a little seeping oil leak right there. As I was talking, I believe, on the first hour of inclination, the degree of which the motor sits in that engine cavity. The motor's on a V6 like that. If this is the case, Bruce, let me know. You can email me right now again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It's tilted to the back towards the firewall. So if there's any type of oil, it's getting splashed up all the time on the top of the engine, hitting the valve cover, and that valve cover then is tilted to the back. And it could be just barely seeping out of there to the point, and that exhaust manifold is right underneath the valve cover, and that is where the smell is. It's burning the oil before it gets to the ground. The question of it is here, too, Bruce, is how much oil are you putting in it? If you're not putting hardly any oil in it, if any at all, between oil changes, 3,000 to 4,000 miles, some of us are going 6,000 miles because of synthetic oil. By the way, that's an Auto World tip. Go 6,000 miles on synthetic, 3 to 4 on conventional oil. Doesn't matter the brand. But the PCV valve system, Bruce, this is for everybody. Positive crankcase ventilation is what PCV stands for. When you're looking it up yourself on the internet and all that and talking to the parts store, PCV, 3 letters. If it's plugged up, it's not breathing. It's plugged. It goes into your intake manifold, Bruce, on whatever brand you have. It doesn't matter. This is for everybody. And it reburns the positive crankcase ventilation that's down under and underneath inside your engine. See an engine that's greasy on the outside? Yeah, it's sealed tight. But, folks, when you're starting an engine up, you have a crankcase and oil pumping up and draining back down into the crankcase, into the oil pan, and you have this positive crankcase ventilation. That's why they have, truthfully, right to the valve cover, a hose that goes up into the intake, their intake. It re-sucks. It sucks the by vacuum. It sucks the fumes up and re-burns it out of the combustion chamber and shoots it out the exhaust pipe. If, Bruce, if the PCV valve system is plugged up, you're going to have a greasy engine, causing more pressure to push oil, fumes, and oil out the valve cover gaskets, out the oil fill cap, out the oil dipstick tube. Anything that is external that you can push, it will push. You can clean it yourself. You can probably Google, because there's a whole bunch of different makes and models out there. Google your year, make, and model. Ask for PCV valve location, the hose. Pull that hose off, and you'll find out that the hose is pretty much 50% clogged up. All you do is take some brake clean. Take it off of the engine. Take some brake clean in a little pan. Use brake clean. Spray it, clean it, put it back on, and you're going to love the way your gas mileage just went up. Besides that, you won't smell oil anymore. Bruce, thanks for emailing me. I hope that helps. Let me know. Just do a follow-up. Listening to us on KFLD AM 870 and 98.7 FM up there in Walla Walla, Washington. Send me an email address back there, Bruce, if you would. And I got some great detail gifts for you inside and outside your car. Wash Drops is going to help you wash that car without a hose. That's right, without a hose. 5-gallon bucket and put some water in the sink there. No hose needed. And some Meguiar's Endurance for your tires. I want to make sure the tires look good on that ride that you have. And again, also, I have some Mother's. I'm going to throw in a can of brake clean also, if they'll let me ship it, which I think they will. Let's do it. We're going to take a little short break. Come back. Come on back. Come on back. We're going to talk a little bit more about, well, patriotic. What brand made the 2022 list this year? Number one brand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Throw the keys over here and I'll help drive that bad boy for you. We'll exercise it. Make sure that the front-wheel drive vehicle's got some, well, no rubber on the front and or rear-wheel drive, no rubber on the back. I love those clutches. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. We're back and it's time now, the top 20 patriotic brands of 2022. We started at the 20th one. We're going to head right up to the number one slot right now. I believe we stopped at, number 18 was USAA. Number 17 on the list is Sam Adams. And Wrangler was tied for number 17. Number 16, patriotic brands, Colgate. Woo! Stinky breath. How about number 15, Dunkin' Donuts? Number 14, Pepsi. Well, look at here. Number 13 is Jack Daniels. 12, Ralph Lauren. 11, New York Times. Number 10, Domino's and Netflix. Tie for number 10. Most 20, top 20 patriotic brands of 2022. 9 is Pfizer. Number 8 is, oh yeah, chocolate Hershey's. Number 7, Levi Strauss made it to number 7. Number 6, got a tie again. On number 6 is, this is kind of unique, Apple and Coors is tied for number 6 for the patriotic brand of 2022. Number 5 on the list, American Express and Ford. Is tied for number 5th. Number 4, though, there's only one brand on number 4 slot, Coca-Cola. Going up the list to the number 1, top 20 patriotic brands of 2022. Number 3 is Amazon and Walmart, tied. They've always been battling out. Quality products or not quality, doesn't matter. Amazon and Walmart tied for number 3. And the number 2 spot is Disney. Disney, the number 1. Now, as you all know, you're listening to Auto World. The number one spot for 2022 for the most patriotic brand of all is Jeep. Yes, it's the Jeep. Jeep, number one American brand for 20 consecutive years in a row, folks. As a tribute to this, the United States military members, the Jeep brand is offering all of you a military-themed special limited edition Freedom Package for the 2023 Gladiator and Wrangler models. Featuring the military-themed exterior, the interior design cues, of course, for military, and, of course, the Jeep brand will make a $250 donation to military charities for every Freedom Edition sold. And it is called the Freedom Edition. Jeep They did it. Congratulations. Of course, as we know, Jeep is the only, I just mentioned 20 patriotic brands. Jeep is the only automobile brand on that list. Congratulations. Absolutely. Some more news here in Auto World that just came in this last week. We have a new we have a new CEO, Dice. He's out. Herbert Dice is out of being Volkswagen CEO. He's now has ended his relationship with them as the CEO of Volkswagen. Oliver Blum, currently the CEO of Porsche, will take his place. My whole scratching my head here on that, whatever hair I have left. I just want another couple bunches of it. Will Herbert Dice go over to maybe Tesla? Keep your ears tuned to Auto World. We'll find out where he ends up at. Because you do know that Volkswagen, of course, they've had their problems in the past, but he's turned that around to the point of no return. Billions and billions of dollars in new sales. He actually, if you want to really roll back in time what he's done, $100 billion just to bet for battery electric vehicles coming our way, and he's no longer going to be running it. We'll see how Oliver Blum does. But yes, how many of you have a Volkswagen brand? Quite a few of you. That's good. You always don't be bashful. Always raise your arm, which the hand's on the end of it. Wave to me. Good to have you along. Absolutely. It is, of course, summertime. It is a season for air conditioning. And a little trivia for us before the garage door rolls down. In 1964, the first fully automatic automobile air conditioning system is Cadillac's climate control system. The climate control means what? You touch the button and turn the number to what number you want, and it's a climate control. It's controlled by the number that you've put on your system. Works every time. Well, sometimes. With that, I want to point out that you have driver's side and passenger side in your vehicle, and you have different types of controls. Some of you have digital, some of you have turnstile knobs. Maybe, have you noticed that your air conditioning as a driver, you don't have a passenger in there, but have you noticed that the air conditioning just isn't as cool as it should be? One tip is that you just make sure that your driver's and passenger side climate control is blowing at the same temperature. I recommend all of us put and go to the automotive parts stores, buy a little thermometer for air conditioning. You can buy it. I have one in my toolbox, but you can also buy one. They're pretty cheap. They really are. It's a needle. It's got a little round thermometer. It's about the size of a dime. Some of them get the size of a quarter, the head on them. That's the thermometer telling you the temperature. Turn the air conditioner on full blast. Put it on recycle, so it recycles the air on the inside of your car instead of bringing the 110 degree heat in from outside. Recycle button on, pull it on max, put the needle thermostat thermometer in there, and make sure that all vents read the same. Now, the vents on the outside, I want the driver's side to be the same temperature as the passenger side. They should match. You got about a 2 to 3 degree difference on the outside vents because they're the farthest ones away, of course, to the evaporator core that's underneath. Underneath your glove box or area. But you'll find that your air conditioning is blowing great on the driver's side and hot on the passenger side. Your climate control head is bad, folks. That climate control head is bad. And there's a couple things there. You got to make sure that the door is opening correctly. Maybe you have an actuator that's going click, 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 click on you, and that actuator isn't opening the door for the passenger side to let the cool air in. By the way, that is the click. Click, 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 click. That's the actuator. They're about starting at $15. I don't recommend you doing it yourself because you end up twisting your back. You got to go to the chiropractor. Have a shop do it for you. But if you got the click and it sounds like a little chipmunks under there, that's what's going on. Your actuator is bad. I'm answering and saying something like that because a lot of you have emailed me with that same type of question. So your actuators are bad, period. Bad. Not good. Oh,
time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week, the word is relax. Do you have to hand crank your ride to get it started? No. Do you have to hand pump for fuel to keep the engine running? No. How do you like those power windows? How about those power locks, those power mirrors? How about that power steering? How about those power brakes? How about those power seats? Oh, yes. Don't forget about the air conditioning. Relax. Sit back. Let the automobile do all the work for you. Enjoy the drive and enjoy the ride. Keep yourself cool.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Saddle spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.